was your search for depth going? Obviously, you had Jace, you could play 58 positions last year. How's it going as far as finding your backups?
Good so far. You know, we've had 9 practices as of today, so there's still a lot of evaluation going on and those type of things, but certainly the depth in all the positions will pan out. It'll take a full preseason to get that, though, but it's heading in the right direction.
Hey, James, speaking of, you know, players we haven't been talking about, with Lane, you know, last year I know you've been high on him for some time, but was there ever a point in his development or his time with you that you saw him and was like, could project him, you know, potentially being able to play at the level he is?
Yeah, but it's been a little while since then. But there always is a point when you get comfortable and the player makes you comfortable and you go, well, okay, you're pretty good here. He could fill in here or he could become a starter here. There's always a point. But it's always, you know, you have those, you know, you fall in love quick and then they hurt you a little bit and you fall back in love, you know, and it's one of those things with players. And so you just have to be consistent. You know, players have to be consistent. And but there is a point where you go, okay, and then you recommend to, you know, the head coach, and he watches, and you say, okay. So there's always a process.
Speaking of maybe the fall-in-love-quick phase, mm-hmm. maybe not, I don't know, but with Kofi, how much have you seen his experience, his history as a college left tackle translate to pass pro on the interior?
Just like every young player, there's a transition point. They have to learn the schemes. They have to learn the plays. They're now going against really good players all the time. So there's a transition, and you see that with not only him, with every one of the guys. They start getting a better feel, and certainly the preseason games are going to help with that too, because then you get actual game tape and you can correct things. And those things. So we're looking forward to all those young guys making a big step here in a few short days, 2.5 days. So.
About Jeff Gray?
Very athletic kid, you know. Very smart. Works hard. He's very much similar like the other five true rookies in the room. Works very hard. You know, just a guy that's going to keep fighting, and that's what you look for at this time of year, and see how they progress as they go along. But, you know, he, like all the other five guys, are finding themselves and fitting in within an offensive line room in the National Football League is part of the growth or rite of passage. I have a great example here with Larry McCarron. I mean, he had the rite of passage. He brought me along when I was here, no kidding, when he was doing television. And I was a backup to Blair Bush, and you had a rite of passage in a new room. And certainly he was very influential, and I'm calling him out here. I'm not trying to embarrass him, but it's true. Would talk to me on the side, hey, this, that, you know, hey, don't be such a spaz, and things will come to you, and, you know, stuff like that, and it's true. But those kids, all those guys that are young, they're trying to find their way. And certainly after Thursday night, you know, now it's time to correct and move on and show a lot of improvement moving into preseason 2, 3, and 4.
What do you think has contributed to some of the bobble exchanges when Donnie's in there at center? I think we've had 3 or 4 of them in camp so far.
I think, you know, it's always never one guy, you know, different quarterback certainly in there. But, you know, as linemen, we'll assume all responsibility for a bad center quarterback exchange. And a lot of times at the center position, you're trying to rush or you think you have to get somewhere a little bit quicker so you can short snap or snap off to the left or right. So those things are just, you know, paying attention to detail of the play and the assignment at that particular time. Certainly those things are correctable, and we'll get those corrected.
Is your focus with Spriggs right now just to keep him at left tackle and let him develop there?
Yeah, he's played right tackle too, though, Tom. He's and, you know, in the practices and structure, he's been doing both. But, yeah, pretty much keep him at tackle and make sure that he's, you know, progressing. We know that he's capable, more than capable, of going sliding at guard. He did that twice. You know, had a big win in Philadelphia with him at guard. So, against a darn good player, Fletcher Cox, a good football player, and – played well enough against him. But certainly then, you know, keeping him outside lets other people inside have opportunities. And so it's working out pretty good.
Has Lucas Patrick made progress with his snaps at center?
Oh, sure. Yep. Yep, they all have. Yep. Lucas is playing all inside three. He's playing all those guys, Lucas, you know, McCray, Donnie, they're all been playing inside. Kofi got some snaps at center. So we're, you know, we're moving a bunch of guys around. And then eventually as we get going, you know, funneling it down, things will start, you start kind of getting, you know, focusing on maybe just two areas for them. But it's always been our belief to try to get them saturated with as many, you know, assignments, techniques, to see where they fit and give them the best opportunity to help the ball club and help themselves. So,
Campy, what kind of camp is Lindsley having? You know, he didn't have camp last year. He didn't have this offseason or last offseason. Toward the end of his rookie year, Rodgers was saying he was playing at a Pro Bowl level. Is he healthy, happy, and looking pretty good right now to you?
Yes, he is. Yep, and he's been a little bit limited here and there. We've limited him at the beginning, but now he has no restrictions, and he's progressing very well. Yep, I'd say that's very fair. Anybody else? Short one.
Can't be what
I'm sorry.
Well, we don't have to feel like you got
it. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
You've
okay, Jason Wilde.
Nobody. I don't think anybody watches.
They don't. Okay, good.
What up? You've been complimentary and very confident in Jari.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of your plan to get him ready for September 10th? Like when he, at his age, do you limit his work as well? But you also want to get him acclimated to playing alongside the other four.
It's funny you brought that up because a couple of practices ago, I asked him how he was feeling. And he said, I feel good. And I said, okay. I said, I might try to, you know, take some reps off you. He goes, Coach, I'm a worker. Just you do what you think you need to do. And he said, and I said, okay. Well, then you go see Brian. Brian's like, no, I want to get work with him. So he hasn't had very many reps off. He's just, you know, he's solid. He wants to work. I mean, he came in. I won't tell you his weight, but you can clearly see. Look, I mean, he looks terrific. And again, I go back to when he first came here, he made the statement to me and said, I want to be coached. Don't assume that I know everything because of what I've done in the past. He does not live in the past whatsoever. And, he's been, it brought instant credibility into the room, not only by his presence and what he's done in the past, but how he communicates with everyone. He dives right in. I mean, heck, he asks questions that, rookies would ask. Because he wants to know why. Why does it work this way, and what do I do if this happens? So he's been very professional, and, you know, I think the only thing that we had to make sure we're on cue with him is the snap count with number 12 because, you know, Jari's going to jump that count now, and so he's had a couple false starts and those things, but that's probably the only negative thing I could say about the kid. And he's a joy to be around. He's a professional. He's a true pro.